I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. How the hell are you? It is Rich Sternley, Ken Lair.
Yo.
And to my right, we needed class in this joint today. Mm-hmm. We need someone to come in here and class up the joint. So we said, let's get the top tier Turpin here. Justin Turpin, WEEI.com, just shaking the tree, getting inside information all over the place. And right now, probably very happy he's reporting on the Celtics and not the Red Sox.
To say the least, it is so much better to be doing this.
I know.
This team is unbearable.
It has been tough to watch. Well, it is 93.7 WEEI, and you could, of course, give us a call at 617-779-7937. As I've said many times, I don't usually pay attention to social media while we are on the air. So the best way to get a hold of us is, of course, to give us a call. And maybe if you're Bob, the guy who just calls in and wants to stay on hold so he can listen to the show, you know what? We'll make room for you. There you go, Bob. We love you, even though you're very angry whenever we talk to you. So also, the Odyssey app is a great way to follow the show. You can press the little follow button and the show gets launched right to your phone. And you can also give us a take grenade. Press that microphone button and we play your messages later on in the show. Gentlemen, let's talk Jaylen Brown, shall we? So let's get some stuff happening, Stiz.
What just happened?
Sports happened.
Oh, yes, it did. And Sports Happen is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. And you know what I need right now, guys? The toothpaste is already out of the tube clip. Let's hear it there, Stiz.
It feels like the toothpaste is too far out of the tube with Jaylen Brown. And if you ask me right now on June 24th at 4:10 p.m. Eastern time, after it took me 3 hours to get home from LaGuardia, I don't think Jaylen Brown starts the season with the Celtics next year. That could end up being wrong. I'm not saying it definitively. I'm saying if you made me bet yes or no, Jaylen Brown is a Celtic next year, I'm betting no. I think too much has happened.
All right. That is Zach Lowe right there. And it already seems like the toothpaste is kind of slopped out on the bathroom counter and is festing there. It's festering.
He's not 2 days late on that. We had that Tuesday, toothpaste out of the tube. Arcand upped it with the cross the Rubicon. I mean, right. We need some next level.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah,
we've heard like that.
Yep, that one a few times too. Well, Jaylen Brown, despite being offered in a trade for Giannis, is still a member of the Boston Celtics, believe it or not. But according to Brian Windhorst, that may not be for very long. Hit it, Windy.
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. Okay, I mean, Brad Stevens came out. Obviously, they offered him very strongly for the, to the Bucks. Brad Stevens came out and said many, many wonderful things about him and respectful and all that stuff. He never said he wasn't trading him.
Yeah.
Which he obviously could have done. And he met with Jaylen before this happened, and he didn't meet with him to say, "Hey, are you summering in Greece? Are you summering? Are you going to try the Mediterranean?" Like, he obviously told them that they're seriously going to, a chance they're going to trade him. So now whether they can find a trade that, because look, Jaylen Brown is 29 years old coming off his best season under contract for 3 years. Those are things that you like, mm-hmm. you want. It's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to find a deal that they like that's going to improve the team. But I think they are intending to trade him.
Have you ever heard of the band, the Silver Sun Pickups?
What was their big hit?
I think it's called Lazy Eye. But for years, I thought their lead singer was a woman. And then I realized it was a man. I'm not mentioning that for any reason after playing that clip. So it sounds like Windhorst is saying right here that he said they are trading him. He's like in no unclear words, he said they are trading him.
He's going to get traded.
Yeah, he's going to get traded. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Mr. Windhorst. And the question is now, all right, well, if you think he's going to get traded, then what the hell are they going to get for him? Like Giannis was kind of the only person that you could look at that was out there where you're like, all right, I get it. Superstar for superstar. But now it kind of seems to be, well, maybe we'll take this person at 60 cents on the dollar, or maybe we'll get this guy and we'll try to make it work. And Chris Mannix actually threw out a name that I've heard getting a lot more steam lately. Let's hear it, Mannix.
I do believe that a player like Evan Mobley is someone the Celtics would be very interested in, someone they'd be willing to deal Jaylen Brown for. You know, they're talking to other teams. Most of these calls that they're getting, from what I'm told right now, are incoming calls, teams looking to see if they can, you know, poach Jaylen Brown for a discount type of price. But the Celtics, you know, they've made it clear they're looking to get dollar-for-dollar value back in return, to get something in return that helps them win with Jason Tatum over the next 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So Evan Mobley, obviously, he's young, which is nice. He's 24 years old. He just won Defensive Player of the Year. You know, that's awesome.
He's a big man. They're hunting a big man. That's one of the clips that Mannix has thrown out there. I like that. He's big.
Big man and someone with speed on the perimeter. Those are the two they're looking for.
Yeah, so he is somebody that could have probably been pretty effective against Joel Embiid in the playoffs. Isn't that a little bit of a...
I wouldn't love that.
I'm telling you, people are starting to... There's two things that are scaring me, and I'm glad you're here, Terp, because I want to get your opinion on this. There's two things that are scaring me. After the Giannis thing, you're not going to get any value, the value that you want for Jaylen Brown. I just have a feeling that it sounds to me like there are, like the story that just came out about LaMelo Ball getting traded. Wasn't the story that the Timberwolves were choosing between LaMelo Ball and Jaylen Brown, and they went with LaMelo Ball?
Yeah, it was reported that they viewed that as a better fit.
Okay. So just better fit.
They could have had two Atlanta boys down there in Anthony Edwards and Jaylen Brown.
Does it seem to me as if the market isn't as hot for Jaylen Brown as maybe Brad Stevens was hoping it would be?
I mean, when you go from Giannis to whatever pivot you're talking about, obviously the market's going to change. But to think that they would take a deal that's less than what Jaylen Brown is worth, I just can't see that. His trade value will never be higher, right? This is the highest it'll be. He just finished sixth in MVP voting, had the best year of his career. And he'll let everyone know about it. I just don't view that as like a feasible thing where they're going to take less from what they can get when his trade value is at its all-time high.
Well, right now his trade value is Evan Mobley and a couple pieces.
And Max Strus.
Max Strus. I don't know. So I don't like this. Like, no. I mean, like, if that's the max of his trade value, maybe he's scaring teams away for one reason or another. I mean, the money is obviously a big part of it. But, I mean, to make the trade, you'd have to make the cash match. It seems to me... like, Brad is in a position where he's trying to get something for him, but is probably starting to realize you're going to get, after you tried with Giannis, 60 cents on the dollar, and you're not going to get the kind of value that you wanted.
If that's the case, I don't think I'd be inclined to move him. What's he going to do? He's under contract. I mean, we talked about this last time, that if you want to make things right, offer him the extension.
You think something happened now for Windhorst to say it that definitively?
He's going to get
Jaylen has asked for a trade. He's going to get traded. That means...
Did he say Jaylen asked for a trade?
He didn't say that, but that's my assumption.
I think a lot of people have that feeling.
Between the end of the year, when Brad got up there and was very, you know, diplomatic and said, my office is open, and Jaylen went on the Twitch stream and said, I'm sorry that my basketball operations guy has to apologize for all this stuff. Brad said they had a couple conversations. They told him to trade. Maybe that's enough, just that, hey, we're trying to trade you for Giannis to split it. But I think now Jaylen doesn't want to be here.
I mean, it's totally fair to look that way. And obviously with Brad Stevens' comments the other day, there wasn't much clarity to that, right? Because he was saying how he still believes that the Celtics can win a championship with Tatum and Brown as a duo. He was also asked point blank whether or not Jaylen Brown would be on the roster next year. And he didn't answer it. He could have just said yes, and that could have been it. It could have been like, this was specific to Giannis. There was one guy and one guy only we were trying to get. And that didn't work. He left it open. He left all options open. And you could tell just listening to Brad Stevens throughout that night, that was a different kind of Brad. Like, the demeanor was different. It was obviously clearly a tough conversations and tough interviews to have and all that. So, I don't know. He left all of his options open. So
lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
It is really hard to kind of decipher where it's at, but I left that press conference far less certain that he's on the roster this year come opening night.
So hot take artists obviously speak in definitives. This is happening. This is definitely happening. Because they can be wrong and then they can, you know, just pretend that they never said what they said. But with insiders like Windhorst, they avoid definitives. And for him to say he's going to get traded, what do you think he knows? Like, what do you think he's been told and who told him this?
Well, it's kind of tough because he admitted last week that he doesn't really have sources in Boston. That Boston doesn't let things out. And all of a sudden, everyone knows what's going on with Brad Stevens and the Celtics.
Unless his source is not the Celtics and it's Jaylen Brown's people.
Could be, or it could be other teams around the league. Like, of course teams are going to call in to the Celtics and ask about Jaylen Brown's value. They're going to see if this relationship is severed. They're going to see if they truly believe that you can't move forward with these two wings that play obviously the same position in this second, in the apron era. Like, maybe they view it that way. But now all of a sudden to think that Brad Stevens already pissed that this got out publicly.
Yep.
He didn't want it to be. And obviously it was kind of wishful thinking when you're talking about a player like Giannis. Like, the whole NBA was waiting for that domino to fall before they can start their offseason.
Yeah.
It was wishful thinking to think it wouldn't get out. But he said it in his press conference. He wasn't happy that it was public. So to think now that this stuff's getting out there after Jaylen Brown clearly is annoyed a little bit. You can read between the lines of Brad Stevens, and it's totally understandable to think that way and believe why he is annoyed here. But yeah, I don't understand why all of a sudden it's so like a definitive thing that he's going to get moved. I understand the door was left open, but
can't
there was
scramble
there.
The eggs, Tarp. Once there's
there's another one. That's
right.
One.
Can't go back. One.
Keep them. It has happened before, right? It happened when he was in the trade talks with Kevin Durant. Much different now, though. He's won a championship here. He won Finals MVP. He's just a better player now, especially after what he did last year. So,
but
things are
a
little bit different.
I think, Rich, to your point, he doesn't have the value people think. Milwaukee was afraid not only that he wouldn't sign there, but that they would have a tough time flipping him for other picks that they think, you know, deemed him worthy of.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, they thought the Miami package was more valuable, so they were scared. And I think him popping off on Twitch now has scared some in the league. Maybe not everybody, but he should have kept his mouth shut, point blank, period.
We will get to it later on, but I mean, he's been picking a fight with the biggest hot take artist in the industry right
you
now.
You see Stephen A's retort last night?
We're going to play it. I mean, it's like this has gotten so out of control that I could totally see this scaring teams away.
Yep.
Now, it shouldn't because he's so effing good. Like, that's the one thing people forget. This guy's a great, great player. But he's shooting himself in the foot here.
And shooting his way out of town, apparently. I mean, I think, don't you feel that way, that Jaylen wants out, Rich?
Like, it's starting now. When I heard that clip from Windhorst, because just like you were saying, Terp, you know, it doesn't sound like he's got many connections with the Celtics. That would come from his people, Jaylen Brown's people.
Right.
And that would say to me that he's like, enough, I'm out. I don't like the Mobley thing for a lot of reasons. One, because you're not getting the same type of value back. And two, I don't want to make the Cavs better. Dude, the Cavs are—they're a good team in the
East. Good point.
That's tough for the Cavs too, because they're a second apron team right now. So that is going to be tough to make that money work with Jaylen. Obviously, Mobley would go a long way with that, but that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, you would be helping out, giving truly a borderline MVP candidate to one of the better teams in the East. Like, that is a dumb move. And all these reports are making me pissed off because there was really only one person that the trade made sense, and it was Giannis, and it fell through. And right now, I'm like you. I'm saying, you know, if you're Brad Stevens, your backup plan was, I'll just smooth it over with JB and we'll figure stuff out. But right now, that Windhorst clip scares the snot out of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, well, you know, maybe indeed the chili has been spilled on the floor.
Yeah, can't unbake the cake.
Part of that, too, is like, Brad's obviously not going to speak for Jaylen. He already knows this is a sensitive conversation. He doesn't want to speak for him. He wasn't going to do that in the first place, especially now under this. Does Jaylen appreciate the candor with Brad and the conversations and how upfront he was about this whole thing and say, okay, I get it. We don't know because we haven't heard from Jaylen Brown yet until we do. And that Twitch stream, he should get a sponsor for that thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
People are going to be all over that.
Well, Terp, I'm glad you're here because you have spent time with Brad Stevens and you've talked to him a decent amount. As have I, but it was always horribly awkward at a phone interview. You've been in his face. And the one thing that I want to get from you is I need a Brad Stevens interpreter. Because I heard some of the stuff he was saying at that press conference where he was asked about Jaylen Brown. And it makes your eyebrows raise just a little bit. You're like, all right. Even me being a dumbass, I could see through a lot of the things he was saying and what he wasn't saying. But I would like you, someone who has spoken with him on many occasions, to interpret what you believe he's actually saying. So we will do that. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Terp and Brad Stevens.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.